Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494.
Hey, Joe, I just want to say something, man. Yep. I mean, I know I ain't never said it before, but we've been working together for almost, what, a year and a half, almost 2 years?
Yeah, it's our second football season.
I'll tell you what, man. I'll tell you what, man. I just want to say I appreciate you, and I mean that wholeheartedly. I've had a few co-hosts, but none like you. And the reason why I say that is because you are up for the shenanigans. You are down for the BS that I bring to the table on a daily basis.
Until he told me no.
Like, listen, and Kyle is too. Not the slight Kyle, but a lot of times my social feed brings to light certain things.
Your algorithm.
Yeah, my algorithm might bring to light certain things that might not be, you know. Able, we might not be able to talk about on there.
Uh-oh.
But the fact that when I send them to the group, that you will take a deep dive and you will do your homework on some of these topics, I appreciate that, man.
Well, here's the way I view it. I view the same thing as watching the Jalen Hurts interception four times so we could talk about it, as watching all the reactions to the Shannon Sharpe stuff.
Man, listen.
We need deep dives.
Bruh, and when I say you are down for the shenanigans, you really are. Because then after a while, people, just to give you an insight on our feed, you started sending me stuff that I haven't even seen. And I was like, wow.
I didn't think anything was going to top the Robert Griffin croissant. And then Shannon went out there and did it.
The croissant.
Oh, man, I tell you, my social media feed was ablaze, so much so that I got a phone call yesterday from my ex-wife, and she told me, and she said, listen, you better not ever do nothing, and she was colorful with her language. She said, you better not ever do no stupid stuff. I'm like, nah, what are you talking about? And I was like, wow, no, never. I don't even know how to go live.
Yeah, but that's what he said. That's what Shannon said.
Come on, man, and listen, this is the thing. I try to figure out how to go live. It ain't easy to do. It's not like you pick up your phone.
It's not a pocket
and push
dial.
A button. It's not a butt dial. Okay. It's not that, man. And most of the time, the people that I've been around, your phone goes dark. You can't, unless you actually look at it or something, you can't turn it on.
Yeah, see, look, these things aren't that hard. Don't go live when you're not supposed to. And just be a game manager. It's not that big of a deal. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. All right, if you just hopped in, we're discussing Jalen Hurts today and really what we want out of him the rest of the season. We know he's a good quarterback, and the Eagles have won a lot of football games with Jalen. But something's changed. The beginning of last year, you know, starting the beginning of last season through the first game this year, he turns the ball over way more than he used to. I mean, just way more. He used to turn the ball over at a very small percentage, and now he turns it over at one of the higher percentages in the NFL. And we're starting a movement today. We want Jalen Hurts to be a game manager. I mean, it's not a derogatory term. We're trying to change the conversation around football. That's what we're doing on the Midday Show today. Game manager isn't a derogatory term. It's a winning term. Less Josh Allen, more Brock Purdy.
I tell you what, if you want to keep it a bean, being a game manager is what got Jalen paid. Being a game manager.
Mm-hmm.
What got Jalen to the Super Bowl.
And he almost won it.
And he almost won it being a game manager. So it's amazing how for a lot of people, when you put that dollar amount next to your name, the expectations of what you're supposed to be able to do, even if you can't do it, they go up. And now you're like, because you make as much money as Patrick Mahomes, you have to be considered elite. You know, there are defensive tackles out there that made just as much as Aaron Donald. Probably not as good as Aaron Donald.
No.
But that's just the way the league goes. And I think we need to let that go, man. I think that if Jalen's feeling that way, he needs to let that go. Put the ball in the hands of your playmakers, and everything that you want to accomplish will be yours. I could care less. It's been proven by some of these polls that the athletes of today do, especially football players, when they talk about who's elite and who isn't, they don't have a clue what elite is.
I agree.
Or there's something about a person or what they're getting or what they're not getting that they tend to, you know, equate that to being elite. They don't have a clue.
Yeah, and I just feel like Jalen's legacy is based on him being a winner, not him based on like a highlight play. Just go out there and make the smart play, be a game manager. 215-592-9494. Right, back to the phones in a second. First, though, Jason Kelce, as he's going to be every Thursday, was on the morning show today. Here's his take on Jalen Hurts, and what does he think the coaches are thinking as they're watching Hurts and kind of reviewing the film this week?
I think that anytime there's a lot of turnover-worthy plays
from anybody the coaches are really concerned, because the reality is the biggest metric that determines wins and losses in this league is turnover differential, right?
Yes.
We're the only team that won last week with, what, three turnovers?
Yeah, it was a minus two for the game.
Yeah.
And that's so, pretty extreme. See that.
And you saw it at the end of the game with LaFleur's comments. Like, he knew. He's like, how the heck did we just lose this game with that happening? So, you know, obviously, ton of great stuff. Jalen really executed well against the blitz. In particular, like, even when it wasn't picked up, like, he just was very aware of it, which I was watching very closely to see how he handled, and I thought he did fantastic. He also threw some incredible balls, the ball to Saquon, the AJ on the, like, out and up that he hit for the big score.
Yeah.
I mean, just some really good plays. And then it just felt like he, you know, obviously early on there was all sorts of, like, communication things, but you know, the two throws in particular felt like he was just pressing to really try and make a play.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that, those are, you know, you would think correctable. You know, just, hey, let's be smarter in those situations.
I thought that was really interesting to hear Jason this morning for the first time ever critique Jalen Hurts. I mean, this is his part of his job now, right? Like, he'll do it here with Joe and
John.
That
was pretty cool.
It was. And like, you know, he has a perspective that we don't have. He was his teammate, and he knows what he could do, and he believes in him, and all that kind of stuff. We've heard Jason talk about that for years. But he said the truth. I mean, he forced some things there. Like, he didn't have to do that, but he made some good throws. That was cool to hear Jason on with the morning show today. We'll let you hear something else Jason said in a few minutes here about the next game coming up against the Falcons Monday night. Derek is on WIP. Hey, Derek.
Yo, what's going on?
What's up, Derek?
Yo, listen. This is I just want to make a couple quick points, and I'm going to let y'all be. Listen, this is what frustrates me about the game, right? It's like we do all these, like, if this person didn't drop the ball, that would have been an interception. If AJ didn't do this, that would have been an interception. But then when we say, like, well, if AJ Brown didn't slip, then we're still saying, well, he can't make that throw and da-da-da-da-da. Like, every quarterback in the league can make that throw. Like, they practice them throws. They do them throws at the combine. They practice them kind of throws. So when I hear people say, like, Jalen can't make that throw, that's not true. I've seen him make the throw. That throw he had to Sakius last year against Buffalo, like, his feet wasn't set, and he threw a dime right to him where only he could get it. Like, Jalen Hurts, he has been putting the ball in harm's way, but to spin the narrative like he can't make these throws, people calling in saying he's dumb, like, that's ignorant, bro. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he has some, like, even with the thing with the blitz, all offseason, he can't pick up the blitz. He can't read defenses. He can't do that. Now he went out there and did that, and all we talking about is I would just really say the one to AJ, I can't really defend that one. But the one to Devontae, but the John where the ball slipped in the end zone, I'm with Baldy on that. I think that was either going to be a touchdown or just a broken up play. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way that I see it. And I think that Baldy was, like, giving us a breakdown because he probably watched that play 30, 40, 50 times. Like, he gets paid to do that. You understand what I'm saying?
Sorry, Derek. So here's what I would say. My mic was off for a second. I agree with you that he can make the throw, right? Like, he can throw a ball 30 yards, whatever that was, 35 yards into the end zone and do it accurately and maybe even get it to the point where only AJ could jump for it. My thing is, Derek, some guys, like, let's just use Josh Allen or Stafford, right? The biggest arms in the NFL. They can do it and get a lot of velocity on it before the defender gets there. Jalen can get the ball there, obviously, but if he's fading away, the ball's going to take a little bit longer to get there, and then it becomes a dangerous throw. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, but that's my whole point, though. We have to take into accountability of what happened. Like, if A.J. Brown didn't slip, I wouldn't be calling saying nothing. But we have to take into accountability that the reason why that play really ended up like that is because A.J. Brown slipped. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if A.J. Brown didn't slip, I would have no retort to what you're saying. But we have to say that A.J. Brown slipped. Like, even with Bryce Huff. Right? This guy, he had 10 sacks last year. You know, the Eagles paid him a bunch of money, and he played. That field was horrible, bro.
It was.
That field was horrible, just like in the Super Bowl. I heard all these other hosts saying how bad the field was and the sod father and this and that. And da, 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 da. That field on Friday night from the first play, that field was horrible. So I'm a fan, so when I watch the game, like, I want the Eagles to win every single game, right? But if I have the mindset like, well, Jalen Hurts can't do this, and Bryce Huff ain't going to do this, I just feel like how do you like rooting for that team to win if you're going in with all this doubt and question, like Jalen's putting the ball in harm's way because he don't want to win the game. Like Jalen Hurts, he is playing with a lot. I think he's a lot more dangerous because he's more confident in himself now because he's done it. He wants a Super Bowl. He's had success. So I feel like he's a lot more confident. And I don't take offense to my saying, like, be a game manager, but I just think, like, we just a little bit overreacting on what happened on Friday
night. We might be.
That all season was long, bro. And, like, Hugh, when you keep going back to that first possession, like I played sports my whole life, and I just know, like, you be so anxious to get out there and show off and show out. And on that first snap, you right there at the – now you backed up. You understand what I'm saying? I just felt like that right there, putting like behind the eight ball, and that throw was a little bit late to Devontae. But after that, I think he played solid.
Yeah.
But if he do that next game against the Falcons,
oh yeah, we gonna flame him.
Yeah, that won't be good for anybody.
I'll call back and be like, okay, now I'm worried.
Yeah.
But I just feel like that first game, man. The Eagles, man, they got a lot of pressure on them. They got some weapons, man. They got some weapons.
Well, and I'm sure Jalen feels pressure to make sure that he delivers with those guys. Derek, we appreciate the phone call. One thing, Derek used the word confidence. Jalen has more confidence now. And I think, I mean, look, in anything in life, confidence is a good thing. It could also, there's a line where, like, too much confidence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can make that throw. Well, all right, but it might be a dangerous throw. Like, no one says you can't get the ball there physically. Obviously, Jalen can hurt to get the ball from the 35 into the end zone physically.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of, is it the safest play in this particular moment? Is it worth it, right? Isn't everything in life, Hugh, risk versus reward? Like, you could do all these different things. Is it worth the risk that, hey, it might get picked off?
Yeah. I mean, and I don't think it is, but I think in the moment, you're not thinking that. And a lot of times, coaches, they try to coach it one way, but your athletic ability allows you to do certain things that probably the coach wouldn't coach. Like, I guarantee you, the Patrick Mahomes stuff, when Patrick was throwing across his body, Big Red probably tried to coach it out of him. But after he's seen him make it play after play, you got to live with that, man, because that's in his wheelhouse. That's in his DNA. I still believe with Jalen, a lot of the things that he did Friday night were off of them being off schedule. And that's what I'm going to go with until Tuesday morning. Once we get a chance to assess the game that they play Monday night. And after that, I want to see. But see, even with that, with this Atlanta team, and not taking anything away from Atlanta, but I don't need, like, Jalen doesn't have to do a whole lot for me Friday night. I think that, Monday night. I think a lot of people are going into this game expecting, I don't know what they're expecting. If Jalen hands the ball off to Saquon and Saquon runs has another 100-yard game, if Devontae Smith is the guy that goes off and gets 100-plus, and we win the game by two touchdowns, and Jalen throws for 200 yards,
that's fine.
A damn good day.
That's fine.
It's a good day.
The Super Bowl year was a lot of games like that.
Man, listen, the thing that I remember about the year that we had T.O., was the fact that T.O. was an electrifying player. And he came in and he hit the ground running. But every week, it was somebody else. Like, T.O. was the tip of the spear. No question about that. But every week, it was somebody else that might have had a game. But T.O. was the one that got the party started. And it's going to be like that. I think that, you know, we all have Super Bowl aspirations here in Philadelphia. I as well. I want to get to Louisiana. But every week is going to be different.
Let me throw one at you. During the year they went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, where Jalen was second in the MVP vote, when they played the Cowboys here on a Sunday night. Now, Dak was hurt for that game. It was Cooper Rush. Kirk Cousins is better than Cooper Rush, but Kirk's not himself right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you're saying is they might not have to do a lot to win Monday.
Mm-mm.
Just hand the – Jalen Hurts in that game. Eagles won the game. He was 15 of 25 for 155 yards.
That's it.
Like, it doesn't have to be bombs away and we have to throw the ball into the end zone every time. It's just, it needs to be an efficient effort without turnovers. Let's hear Jason Kelce this morning, his take on the Falcons, a team that was a lot of hype coming into the season. Week one didn't go well. What are the Falcons? Here's Kelce this morning with the morning show.
You know, I think everybody's really down on them after that first game. I don't think people were expecting them to play in, you know, and be that sluggish and lethargical, I guess, offensively against the Steelers. The Steelers are really good on defense. I don't think you should fall asleep on this team one bit. You know, Kirk Cousins has been a great quarterback in this league for a long time. Coming off of an injury, probably wasn't fully himself in that first game.
So it's interesting here. I don't think the Falcons are bad. They looked bad in their first game. This is a big test. I mean, if they get stinking up again, they might not be as good as people think. I think the Eagles are catching them at a good time, Hugh. The way it's a new coaching staff. Kirk obviously isn't 100% off the injury. Atlanta might be a tougher team in November. I think the Eagles are catching them at a good time right now.
Yeah, I think they are too, Joe, because like you said, there are people down there in Atlanta that are looking at it, and they're a little bit upset with the quarterback. He was in shotgun a lot last week, or pistol, or whatever you want to call it. There are some opportunities there. I can't see them coming into town and having the same game plan. They're going to have to figure it out. Like, that doesn't say – I'm not trying to say that Michael Penix might be the starting quarterback, but I don't know if you're going to put him under center if he can't really operate like that from under center. So it's going to be interesting to see how they go with this game plan, because there was a huge tell last week.
Mm-hmm.
And T.J. Watt saw it with the center when he dropped his head. Like, they were off to the races. If I'm watching film, if I'm Bryce Huff and I'm watching film, I'm chomping at the bit for that one. And if I'm Coach Fangio, and that's where Bryce Huff is going to be, because he's going to be over Caleb McGarry. Man, I'm letting him eat. Like, go ahead. Get after it. Get after it. Do your thing.
Well, Kirk's not moving.
Yeah, get after it, bro. Get after it. Like get work on your get off, crowd the ball, tell the ref to tell you when to back up. Like, I'm saying I'm going into this game, I am trying to get it, because I'm pretty sure somebody's told him, or he's heard something about the fact that they feel like they gave him too much money. It's time to roll now, brother.
I mean, I love Jason Kelce. I am gonna hit the sack, not even set an alarm on the Atlanta Falcons. I'm sleeping on them, dude. I just don't think they're that good. Like,
well, if Kirk they're not that good.
If Kirk Cousins can't move and they don't have a good enough offensive line, like, they're screwed.
They are.
And Kirk Cousins is coming here in prime time.
You've said this before, that this is a good time to catch the
Falcons.
We're
going to kick their ass.
If this is November, it might be a different game, because Kirk is a year off the surgery then, and maybe they're just a better – and also, it's a new coaching staff, new head coach, new coordinator. It's a lot.
Everyone go ahead and sleep on the Falcons.
We slept on a lot of teams last year and a lot of close games, though. Like, this
clean
is a
slate, Joe.
No, I'm fine with that. But this is a game, and I'm sure we'll talk about this before we get to the game on Monday night. They should win this game by double digits.
Yeah.
Well, they better do it then. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Chuck. And you know what helped with that? The quarterback not turn the football over. Don't give free possessions. Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yo, Julio. What's the dealio?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Chuck. What's up?
Hey, listen, two things, right, about the defense. And about Hurts, right? Listen, I hear people say Jalen Hurts can make that throw, right? Okay, that's all fine to Danny. And I'm about to enter my channel my inner Hugh Douglas real quick, right? I can cheat on my wife, right? But I know the consequences that come behind that when I do it. So that don't mean that I'm going to go out there and do it, because I know what happens when you do that. Jalen Hurts can make that throw all day long. We know that. We've seen him probably make that throw before. But it's not a good rule of thumb. It's not something you want to make a habit out of, because what it does, it takes points off the board. It gives the ball back to to the opposing team. And that's the difference between blowing a team out, you know, or, you know, distancing yourself from a team and then being in a 4-minute drill to melt the clock out at the end of the game. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, AJ probably did slip. But Baldy was completely wrong yesterday with his take on that throw. You cannot make that throw, especially when you're in the red zone. And points, you know, in the NFL, you know, you got to take the points while you can. You know what I mean? And I just think that was an ill-advised throw. And he can't make a habit of doing that, because if he does, we're not reaching those Super Bowls.
Yeah, Chuck, mean, for know, me, it's like, it's like skating on thin ice. Like, yeah, you might get across the pond, but, like, doesn't mean it's a smart idea. That's thin ice.
Exactly. And that's my point. You know what I mean? You know, Joe, you took my take, man. You know, I mean, I said that this guy needs to be like Brock Purdy. I said that earlier this week.
Takes, Joe.
I didn't hear that one, but great minds think alike, Chuck. That's all. We'll leave it at that.
About the defense, though, real quick, though, right? And I think Jalen's going to be fine. I mean, let me make that clear. I think he's going to be fine. His offense is tailored to him. He has all the weapons to do what he needed to do. I think he learns from his mistakes and he moves on. The defense, you know, don't expect a bunch of sacks this week. Because the Falcons, they watch film too, and they're coming in here 0-1, and they're going to try to protect their quarterback. So I think you're going to see a lot of max protection, and I don't think you're going to be able to, you know, get after Kirk Cousins, but I don't think it's going to result in a whole bunch of sacks. So I'm not expecting a whole bunch of sacks. What I do want is timely rushes, you know, pressure on the quarterback, you know, where so you're throwing Kirk Cousins off his spot and making him very uncomfortable sitting back there in that pocket. You know, but I just don't think that, you know, these guys get paid to watch film too, and they know what T.J. Watt did the week before, and they're coming into this game knowing that the Eagles are going to be chopping at the bit to get at Kirk Cousins, and they're going to max protect him. I'm telling you that right now. So you might not see a bunch of sacks, but if the D-line can get pressure on Kirk Cousins, make life hell for him in that pocket, I'll take that.
Well, that'll work. Chuck, man, we appreciate the phone call. Here, and also, if they can't protect, you know what we're going to see? They're going to hand the ball to Bijan a lot on Monday.
Yeah, he's probably going to get it, but you're talking about putting pressure on somebody. I'm gonna put the same kind of pressure Shannon Sharp put on whomever was in that.
It's a lot of pressure. That's a lot.
That's the kind of pressure I need to see Monday.
Maybe not. It's a family program. Let's take a deep breath.
I'm just saying. I'm just. You know, I'm using that. I'm trying to work it into the show.
How many ways can you work in Shannon Sharp's Instagram
live? I'm just saying. Well, you gotta work it. You gotta put some pressure on the quarterback.
Well,
man.
That's
you
true.
Get some sacks.
If it's on Instagram live, the more the better. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. We'll come back. All your phone calls, plus what Jason Kelce said about a legend that's going to be at the game Monday night, and an announcement for our pregame show before the game. 215-592-9494. Jalen Hurts, do you want him to be a game manager? Yes or no? We're starting a movement today. This is a midday show movement. Hurts game manager. Hero Hurts out.